Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Monmouth Roseville head football coach Jeremy Adolphson. They're a 3A quarterfinalist. What a season, Coach Adolphson. I think your 2017 team was 3-6. What were the keys to the turnaround here in 2018?
You know, I think last year we were very talented. I think we had a pretty good football team. We lost three games, I think, by a total of 7-8 points, something like that. And just really never got over the hump. Played some good football teams and played them tight. We just weren't able to, more importantly, probably get a stop when we had to get a stop against somebody. And this year I felt, even after the week one loss against Rock Ridge, where it sounds weird, but after giving up 28 points to them, it's just the way that we did it. I felt like our defense was in a much better spot than it had been in the last 6 years. And it really, that's kind of proven to be true throughout the season, that we play better defense overall. We still have a lot of explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball. And just really felt early on that this team definitely had a chance, but we still had to get over the hump, because that was a great example that night of where there was an opportunity to win that game and we didn't do it. And finally, I think for us, it was probably the week six game when we beat Hall at home. I think that was a big one for us. It's kind of the win that we needed to have, that we hadn't had around here for a few years. So, I think once we got there, I think it was, the talent and the experience especially really took over. We got a lot of guys in their third year of varsity football right now, and even a couple in their fourth year. So, this was coming, but you still got to go out and get it done on the field.
Well, and I think it's amazing when you talk about that week one game, 28-22, you lose to Rock Ridge after those close games in 2017. Boy, the kids really responded after that, because I think that Fulton game in week two was kind of a close ball game for you. And you worry about after that week one contest, I'm sure, saying to yourself and maybe even some of the kids, oh, no, here we go again. Had a chance to win, and we let another one slip away.
Absolutely, yeah. Really, at halftime of the Fulton game, I remember, I think we were up 16-0 at the time. And I told them, I said, we're dominating this game, but the scoreboard has them right in it. And Fulton was going to have the ball to start the second half. And, if they come down and score, they had a heck of a lot more wins in the last few years than we have. And we're going to find ourselves in a dogfight. And we kind of had the same thing at Rock Ridge. We thought there was times we played really well. We were up, I think, a point at halftime in that game. So really the second half of the Fulton game, we're able to extend the lead there. And then got on a little bit of a nice roll and played really well against Erie and got off to a big lead against Bureau Valley as well. And just kind of built confidence, I think, throughout the season. And the one thing that I'll give our kids credit is throughout the year, the one thing that we've gotten so much better at is just dealing with adversity. We had a pretty rough night at Princeton where we just didn't do much of anything right. And things started to unravel for us a little bit in the first half, and we kind of righted the ship after halftime there and just played more together. Didn't play a lot better, but played a lot more together. And I think that game, that night, is probably why we won the last 2 weeks. And we told the kids, I think in both playoff games, we're definitely the bigger team. I think probably overall, a little bit faster, maybe not in the Eureka game. But I told them in the playoffs, you got to be the tougher team if you're going to win. And I thought the last 2 weeks, we were tough enough to win games that definitely were not easy. And both games that we had a lot of adversity strike and opportunities where we could have been home and instead found a way to win and fight through some tough spots. And more importantly, make plays. We didn't wait for someone else to make a mistake. We went out and done what we've had to do to win those games.
And then you mentioned the week eight game with Princeton. That was a game that you didn't only lose, you didn't score a point, 21-0. So you kind of have to regroup in week nine and beat Kewanee. But lo and behold, like I said, you go from 3-6 in 2017 to a close loss in week one, a shutout loss in week eight, and you're in the 3A quarterfinals on Saturday against Hersher. That's a strange ride, man.
It is, but I think, the one thing that I've been relatively fortunate in my coaching career, that when the teams I've been a part of have made the playoffs, we've been able to do a little damage once we got there, or at least put up maybe a little better fight than anticipated if you just looked at record or history and those types of things. And I think it's just been the kids, just the confidence they've had and just the way that they've shown up to practice. And, they're excited about the adjustments that we make each week. It's one thing to go practice, but, they're coming in Monday in my classroom and asking me about things we're going to do because they've already been watching the film that we shared with them over the weekend. And, I just think that their willingness to go to work, and I think that's what the playoffs is all about. I think the other thing is we've been relatively healthy. We've had no major injuries. We've had getting beat up and banged up, but we've got most of our horses out there. And like I said, I feel like we got guys that are, a lot of guys that are playing, for their last games. We have 15 seniors on the team, which is fantastic. And, those guys don't want to be done yet. And our junior class is very close with our senior class. So, I just think that it's this time of year. It's got to be really, really important to you because some days it's not the nicest weather out there practicing or playing. But our guys really seem to enjoy it. And they're pretty excited about not only, getting this far for the first time in school history, but, kind of putting themselves out there. And we talked about it in the summer that, they wanted to be the best team in Mammoth Roosevelt history. That was their goal, plain and simple, back in July. And lo and behold, they've made it to that point right now. And now it's about trying to put that mark out there a little further for the teams to chase.
Talk up, I guess, the Three Rivers Mississippi Conference. Because let's face it, over the past couple of years, everybody's, and deservedly so, it's, yeah, all the firepower has been on the Three Rivers Rock side. But now you got to say, oh, wait a minute here. Hall had a nice competitive, journey into the 3A postseason. Princeton was eliminated by the number one team in 3A, right, to Byron. And yep. You see some other programs starting to trend upward, like your program that's in the 3A quarterfinals. So what about the Three Rivers of Mississippi? There was some good play, I thought, on that side of the conference here in 2018.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a little bit removed from the 1-20 record we put up last year in the crossovers, but not only were we weren't competitive with that side, but it really kind of hurt teams that were trying to get in the playoffs with, trying to get to that 5-4 mark, and the points weren't going to be any good because we lost all those games. So this year definitely turned the tide there and made it definitely a little more respectable. Obviously we know how good, Orion and Newman are that are still going on the other side, but, I really do think, you look at when those teams played, Hall or Princeton, those games were, if not close at the end, were very competitive, throughout. And I thought Princeton was a heck of a team. The night we lost to them, I thought they could have beat just about anybody that night because it wasn't our best team by any means, but Princeton was a huge, huge part of that. I really expected them to put up a good fight against Byron, and I think they did, especially looking at the number of kids now I saw that they had out. We really thought we'd be playing Hall this week. We thought there was a really good shot that Hall would be able to get Hersher, and that would mean we'd be at home this week. So, we're listening to the radio that game as we're pulling into Eureka, and they didn't quite pull it off. But, I think this side's definitely getting better. We saw Sherrard get going there late, and I was really impressed, especially with their underclass juniors and sophomores, the skilled kids that they've got. I think Erie's got a lot more kids out. That's going to definitely help them. Kewaunee had a tough year as far as, and they kind of knew it was coming with this low junior senior numbers, but man, their fresh soft kids had a lot of talent down there. So, and then St. Beat has been very, very solid. They gave us trouble for the most part of the first half when we played them. So yeah, I think things are starting to balance a little bit. And it's weird to say that the big schools are catching up to the small schools, but you'd like to think over the course of time that, a little bigger enrollment, a few more kids to choose from. And, I know we got good coaches on this side, but, it's just a really, really strong conference. There's teams, I think, every year that are in that 3-6, 4-5 range that they could have gotten the playoffs and got the right matchup. Probably could have won a game in the playoffs, a game that they couldn't win, in the regular season. So it's a heck of a conference. It really prepares you well, and it's really it looks good right now in the quarterfinals, and hopefully we got some more teams heading on to next week.
I was going to ask you, from a personal standpoint, can you reflect on how important your transition was? The 1 year you had to step back and get back involved as an assistant at Mercer County. It was after you lost the head coaching job at Rockridge, and I think that was, 9 years ago or eight years
Correct.
Ago? You've been the head coach 8 years at Mammoth Roosevelt. Yep. Just from a reflective standpoint and seeing what has happened this season, how important was that for you, think, when you took on the assistant job 9 years ago at Mercer County? What did that mean to you, think, in terms of professional development?
I just remember thinking how much fun it was. We've struggled my last 3 years there at Rockridge, and we're just really, really young and playing kids that didn't need to be playing varsity football at the varsity level and kind of had, the JV was coming along at that point, and just remembering that, every game was a struggle to be competitive and really a struggle to try to win those last really 2 years, I guess, probably more than anything else. And then when I got to Mercer County, we had a heck of an exciting week one win. And I remember just how much fun that was. And then kind of got to the middle of the season, and I was talking to some other coaching buddy, and I said, you know, I'm showing up every night knowing that we're going to win. Like, I'm working on what my linebackers are doing, that I work with every day in practice, and my offensive linemen are doing that I work with every day in practice. The result is almost a given. You know, we had a very good team that year and just a lot of games that we knew we were going to win, probably 5 to 6 games that we knew were ours, and then the rest were going to be, you know, dogfights and competitive. And just kind of the breath of fresh air as far as that you could just focus on that. And I remember thinking that, man, I've been coaching linebackers every year I ever coached and did it there as well. And I was like, I'm doing a heck of a lot better job this year than I've ever done before when you're doing all the other head coaching stuff and you're calling plays and worrying about those types of things. So it was definitely fun. It was a great time. I got along with those guys fantastic, you know, and we talked. And I think even they had a math job open, I believe, at Mercer County for the next year. I told Mr. Boucher that time and Coach Dunkle that, you know, I'm not going to do this because I want to be a head coach, and I want to be a head coach, you know, immediately again. And I really appreciate the efforts that they put in to let me come and help out. Like I said, just kind of a breath of fresh air, just going from struggling for, you know, a 2 to 3 year period. And then all of a sudden you get back to that success and it landed me here. And things have been fantastic here at Monmouth. You know, the support that we've had, and we've had, you know, we've had talent, and we've had times where we had a little bit of a drought, but it's just been, you know, just a really supportive situation. And you know, for us, we're finally hitting our stride where now we actually have a conference and we have a schedule and we know who we're trying to beat year in and year out. And I think it's all, you know, it's culminated to this point, and hopefully this is more of a takeoff than a culmination for us as a program. I think we're in a position where we can really, you know, maybe not be in the quarterfinals every single year, but definitely be one of the teams that is talked about within our conference.
Yeah, and I guess as we wrap up here, we've taken enough of your time. I know it's playoff week. How does one go from, I mean, what, as I'll end the conversation, to how we began it, and this is you speaking to maybe other coaches that are out there in a similar boat that are trying to figure out, well, this dude's going from 3 to 6, and we'll be a homer and hope you go to the semifinals at least. Hope you win this
sure.
Or whatever. So what do you say to them that are listening and say, well, man, come on, man, he go 3-6 to the quarterfinals the next season. What's your message to those type of coaches that may be listening today in that similar boat?
You know, I think it's just it's a non-linear process for sure. You know, when you're dealing with high school kids, it's even faster turnaround, I think, than the colleges are, where you got 4 guys for 1 level or 4 years for 1 level of football. You know, at the high school level, things change just so fast. You know, you can find a team that was in the quarterfinals or the semifinals that probably went 3-6 this year, and you know, the guy that was calling the shots didn't forget anything this year. Just a few different things happen, or you get the wrong injury here or there, and you catch some breaks or you don't catch some breaks. We thought for sure that this was a playoff team, and we thought for sure that this was a much better team. But I think it just goes to speak something I learned a long time ago in the Alwood Rova year, that, you know, to be successful in the playoffs, you know, you can be a really, really good team. But I think back to that run that year, you know, we were 6-3 in a 1A conference. We lost to 3 1A teams that year, and then we knocked off 2 conference champions that were 3A teams that year, and we pushed the state champions within a touchdown. And it wasn't like all of a sudden we played a lot better at the end. It's just you got high school kids out there, and they're feeling good, and they're playing good, and they're confident. And I think it goes to coaching too. When you're feeling good and you're confident, you're more likely to be right than wrong when you make a decision. And I think this year's just another great example of that. You know, we're getting to the point now where we get disappointed when it's just a nice steady drive, or if you know, busting off some bigger plays or getting some big things to happen for us. But I think that's life. I think when things are going good for you, they're more likely to go good. When things are going bad, it's tough to dig yourself out. And we've had several off seasons here to try to figure out, you know, what do we do? What do we change? I think this year the biggest thing we did was we probably done less for the kids during the season. We practiced shorter. We practiced faster. And we've done that for the last couple of years, and we've really seen that take off and help our guys. And more importantly, it's kept us healthy. And you got healthy, good athletes, you got a chance. And our kids are going out there and they're taking advantage of that opportunity and just playing at a really high level right now.
All right. Well, I wanted to just go a couple minutes here with Coach. Hey, Austin, I'm sorry I'm taking so much of your time, but like I said, it's always great. A 1995 Alito grad, and I know a lot of people in town here are still rooting for you, and Well, a lot of them still say Zippers. I'm like, no, they're the Titans now because they're not in Roseville, but they know the old days of down at Sunday Lane Field, that's for sure. So I know, Coach, a lot of people rooting for you, and I hope you're still playing next Saturday. Good luck with Hersher on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on WRMJ.